ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Vitek Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
MegaCast.
The MegaCast.
What's going on, Ted?
What up, Steve?
Doing good, feeling good.
I'm hurting a little bit, Steve.
Oh, yeah, because you just got your whole body ripped apart.
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Ted showed me pictures, and it made me squeamish.
It's there. Yeah, they made me squeamish.
Yeah.
And the colors in my legs right now are unbelievable.
Dude, everybody, I mean, Castle cut off a tip of his finger.
Mm-hmm.
You had veins pulled out of your body.
Yeah.
Everybody's like just falling apart.
Yeah, mine was at least in a doctor's office.
That's true. His was done in the kitchen, I believe. And alcohol might have been involved. And he was cutting, what, basil?
Yes.
He's making caprese.
He was, which sounded delicious, but it's tough to be like, yeah, cut off the tip of my finger, chop it up basil.
Right? Wasn't paying attention. Hardcore, bitch. Try this mozzarella.
You've met, my buddy Jason Ross. He used to do security for the ECS and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
Him and I are buds on Facebook, but it confuses me because I have two Jason Rosses in my life.
Right, because there's the Ticket Oak as well.
There is my buddy Jason Ross, who works over at the Paramount.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just joke about the Ticket Oak.
Yeah, he used to be over at the Ticketmaster. Good dude. One of my oldest buddies out here.
Yeah, I like that dude.
Oh, he's the best.
Yeah, every time I see him, like, we bro down, but then it's like, I never, like, we make enough connections. So I was like, yeah, we know so many of the same people.
Yeah, now we know two people named Jason Ross.
Right.
Which, what are the odds of that?
So the Sounders Ross, years ago when we would take the buses down to Portland, his wife would make caprese, just the little cherry tomato and the little round, like a toothpick caprese.
So it would be like a little
platter of them.
With the mozzarella ball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're on the bus, chugging beers, going to Portland, having caprese.
Oh, dude, those are so good. I don't have a lot of tomatoes in my diet because of the canker sores, and it's one of the main things. I'm still trying to figure out what causes these freaking things.
Those damn nightshades.
Dude, and you're right, though. I mean,
Tom Brady doesn't need them.
The legumes.
I know. Drago got me on that years ago. Well, technically, beans are legumes. How?
I know. Now it's like, now we're thinking it might be a bread thing.
Oh, no kidding.
So my wife is putting me on, and it pains me. I hope I'm not going to have to be a gluten-free guy, but I've been doing the gluten-free bread.
All right.
And it's
really delicious.
And I put my masculine sandwich, I make it with my gluten-free bread, and it's not as good as regular bread. So I'm just like, I'm trying, man. But if it means that I'm not going to, sometimes like I just get hit with these damn things and it just kills my mouth. And dude, when your mouth hurts all day long, you just don't feel like talking. And we have a job where we talk for a living.
Yeah, it's kind of what you're paid to do.
It's a pain in my D. I'd say pain in my ass, but I dealt with that yesterday. Ted, I'm falling apart.
I will say this, Steve. The Cauliflower? Yeah. Well, the Cauliflower is the brand.
Oh.
But they make a frozen cauliflower crust pizza.
Yes.
That's a margarita. That's pretty good. A little pricey, but they're good. I have two in my freezer right now.
Well, because, you know, you're a high roller.
Yeah,
when it comes to your cauliflower pizza.
Get them at Target. They're $2 cheaper than other stores.
Remember I told you about my ailments, the anal Charlie horses?
Yeah.
Woke up this morning, 12 in the morning. All of a sudden felt it. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. It's rare that I wake up in the middle of the night from one of these. It took an hour to go away. I'm so tired.
Yeah, you look tired. No offense.
No, like, I feel it, man.
Like today, I was like, Steve seems a little tired.
Well, it sucks
because you got a few things going on.
Well, I mean, dude, I went to bed at a reasonable time. I've been like toning back the amount of training I'm doing because I'm wrestling more. So it's like the body can only do so much.
Yeah.
Especially if you're 40s. So I'm not like trying to beat it up with training 3 nights a week as opposed to now I'm doing maybe 1 night a week. But so I went to bed reasonable time. All of a sudden, wake up. I'm like, my ass hurts. And then I get up. I'm moving around. I'm trying to figure this out, but it's just for an hour. Just like,
oh,
yeah, dude.
Advil, nothing helps.
You know, maybe I didn't get to that point because it's just like a process. I'm buck naked. I'm in my bedroom.
You're a naked sleeper?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Picture that, Ted.
Touche, sir.
Why don't we get things running? Maybe this will help wake me up. We get my heart rates and my blood pumping in my brain.
Functioning.
Found a banger for us, Ted.
All right.
You ready to do this?
No.
What? Oh, you can't do push-ups.
I can't do push-ups right now.
Oh.
I can't lift anything over 20 pounds.
Well, we could pretend that you're doing push-ups.
All right. I'll count.
Or you could coach me doing push-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You are coach after all. Plus, I found this grimy drum and bass, I think. Or dubstep. I don't know what the hell it is. It's EDM, mother effer.
Let's just call it from DJ Beats.
MC Grinder, the freshest corrupt FM. All right, I'm going to get 10 mega family.
Let's get him, Steve.
Yeah, 10.
Get down there. Let's see him, boy.
Here we go.
There you go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come on now. 7, 8. I need 2 more. 1 and 2.
There we go. There we go. I should have done what football coaches just always do.
Did you ever do up-downs?
Yeah.
Right, so up-downs just suck, right?
Yes.
You're just running in place, go down to your stomach and get up. So it'd always be like, all right, we're going to do however many up-downs. And then they'd be like, let's get one more for McNamara. Let's get one more for Gonzaga. Basically, they just run down every school in your conference, so you end up doing 8 or 10 more.
And you're like, I hate everybody. I hate all these schools.
Tech Talks, starring The Tech Smith.
Sometimes that happens in wrestling training. We'll do things where we're planking while somebody's running the ropes.
All right.
And they have to do some stuff in the ring, and you have to keep that plank going. And, you know, when you have a big class, like 20 people sometimes, you're all planking for a really long time. And then you get that one person that's just kind of moving a little bit slower in the ring.
Yeah.
And, dude, you kind of see people's true colors come out. Like, dude, Jeff, how about you put some effort into it? Let's go. Like,
that is awesome.
Oh, dude, I never run harder when we're doing one of those because I'm like, I don't want to be the guy. I don't want to have people going, come on, Steve. We're all waiting for you. But you're like, come on, man. Hit them ropes. Let's go. Sorry, I'll do this again.
No.
Tech Talks, starring The Tech Smith.
You need some music?
No, this one is straight to the point. If you need something done, go get it done. I had this varicose vein that I put off for a while, then couldn't get it through insurance. Took a while. It got a little bigger than it should have been. I was in there for 3 hours.
Oh, great.
30 little incisions on my leg. It is still painful. The colors are ridiculous. Shout out, though. The doctor did a great job. We were laughing and joking. Talking about the Jonas Brothers, of course.
Of course. When don't we?
Yeah, but I mean,
is he a fan of that DNCE band?
Cake by the Ocean? But I mean, maybe it's something small. Maybe you got a, I don't know, maybe you got a tooth that's been hurting for a little bit. Just if you have, you know, go to the dentist, get, oh, sorry, man, you don't have a tooth that's been hurting.
No, but I got something I need to get. I got cysts.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I know. I have one on my neck. I have a, I got to go see the, so I'm just like, once I got this done, like it was like, that was painful, but like, all right, I got it done. So that's just my, like, just if you have something and you, and granted, hopefully you have insurance or a way to get it done.
Right.
But if you do and you like, just go do it. Stop putting
it off. Don't marry a Canadian and head up north. Wait in line. Sure, you got to wait sometimes several months before you get actually helped. But you know what? It's free.
Right. So it's like, that's my advice. If you can go do it, just go get it done.
Dude, it's funny because on my last yearly physical, like I have my family, it's not just me, and I've had some removed. We're like a cyst factory. My brother has them, my father, me.
Dude, the one on my neck, I've had two of them removed, and it comes back in the same spot every time.
So yeah, I get them a lot on the arms.
All
I get
right.
some like other places. Like I have one like on my leg and my hip, and they're decent size. Like you can see this one. Like this is a big one right there.
Oh,
like that
yeah.
bump. You can see that one right there.
All right.
That bump. If you look at my elbow, there's a whole cluster of them right there. Like, they're just everywhere. And it's like, you get to a point where you're like, I don't feel like having these removed because they move around and they say they're fine. Although my doctor said, you know what? The one on your forearm, it looks like it's a group of them, but go get that removed just to be safe.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And then she said something which goes, well, just as a heads up, they might deny removing them on you. I'm like, why? She's like, because of your tattoos. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, are you okay if they have to, you know, cut open. I'm like, I don't give an F. Like, if it means getting rid of these stupid cysts that, like, especially the ones that like, I could see, because it's not even like a health issue. It's more just, I'm just getting a little annoyed looking at like my arms are like braille. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's what happened with the vein. They were like, well, this is just vanity. And then finally it's like, all right, well, now it hurts. So you got
to
get it out.
Right. And there are times like I've had one removed because it was starting to hurt my wrist. And like you can still see a little cyst, like, a little scar there. But so I'm like, I kind of want to get a mess
not
of
vanity.
Them.
What do they call them? Elective.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say these hurt. That way it's not insurance fraud, bitch. Actually, sometimes they do feel weird. That covers me,
they
right?
They do, yeah.
Well, and also like do. The cyst or like the veins, like yep. they're probably going to be okay, but there is a chance they can rupture.
Yes.
Then you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
And I don't need that. So, no. But yeah, I just want to get them done. So I finally said something to my doctor and she felt them all. She's like, yeah, the one on the forearm is pretty big. And the one under my elbow, it's like, there's like four of them. It's like just clustered. And that one actually I feel when I lift, sometimes I feel a little soreness in my elbows and I think yeah. it has something to do with it. Finally, and they're like, okay, we'll have someone referred. Sometimes it takes a while before they call you, though, just as a heads up. I'm like, sure. I'm waiting. Like, you know, this is about a month now. And I'm like, how long does it take a company just to call and set up an appointment? And I'm starting to get annoyed, and I'm bitching to my wife about it. And then the other day, she's like, you know what? Maybe you should start checking your mail. I'm like, why? She's like, I've had this letter on the counter forever. I finally opened it. It's a letter from my doctor's office saying that they don't call anymore. Here's their number. You need to call and make the appointment yourself. So I'm this moron that's just been waiting, but I never check mail. I leave it, you know, a good wife, she checks my mail.
Yeah.
I'm always the worst with mail. I hate mail. I just don't like opening it. It's like, it's never good news.
No, it's like, a bill.
Yeah. You want money or you're spam.
Yeah.
Like there's not, I never get like a
thank you letter from like a niece or nephew if I send him a gift, but that's about it.
Well, how many times has that happened for you recently?
Yeah. It happens twice a year.
Okay. So that's twice more a year than me. You know what I mean? Unless it's a birthday card, I don't get anything fun in the mail or yeah. t-shirts, but I know they're t-shirts. They're squishy. So anyways, yeah, that's what's going on.
I left my sunglasses at the lake house. So my mom was like, don't worry, I'll send them. And to her credit, she sent them right away, but they showed up. And you know, my mom, she's 75. So she's trying to be nice. And she's like, I was worried they weren't in a bag, so I put them in a bag. And it's like this like little Estee Lauder makeup bag, which worked. They fit in there really nice.
Wow.
But I'm like, do I want to walk around with this little Estee Lauder bag?
Hell yeah, you do. You're the Ted Smith. You can do what you want. You got a gold chain on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. How was your weekend, man?
Nothing.
Okay, I was going to call you. I was in town on Friday night for 3-2-1 Battle. We did a show at the Showbox. And I was going to hit you up and be like, hey, you want to meet up afterwards? But I was like, it's probably somewhere.
Oh, no, because of the surgery.
Oh.
I did literally nothing.
Oh, I should have visited you. Brought you some chicken wings.
Yeah. Well, Friday night, I did have some pizza, Steve.
Nice.
I was like, surgery? I'm getting a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the rest of the weekend, basically, was just sitting around with my foot elevated. And then once an hour, you got to walk 5 minutes. So I would just like pace around like my apartment. I had like a little route I was doing. And then I would plop back down on the couch and elevated it.
Oh, that must have been frustrating.
And then Saturday night, I got to take off all the gauze and stuff. And it was a bloody mess under there.
Dude, I got the tingles on the butt. You ever get that when like you think of something that's kind of like, ugh.
Yeah.
I get the butt tingles.
Pretty sure I scared the hell out of Gregor. He goes, I have a vein. I go, I've never seen yours. He goes, yeah. And then I started telling him about the surgery. He's like, oh, no, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, Greg, just do it.
Just do it. I listened to this week's MegaCast. You got to do it.
Yeah, so that was most of my weekend. I was fired up Sunday morning, though, of course, for the Cricket World Cup final.
How'd that go for you?
Unreal. England, New Zealand tied at 241 after 50 overs, went to a super over, Steve. And England won by a run.
Is that what they call overtime?
Super over, yeah.
Super over. I like that better than overtime.
Right.
It is super over.
It's a super over.
We played a super over to make this game super and over.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, like it was an in and out, well, not in and out, 3-hour surgery.
Yeah,
but
no problem.
After you have
not
surgery, like, man, I was just tired and hungry the entire weekend.
I was about to ask, what's the meal that you eat after you have a surgery?
I got a chicken sausage and pineapple pizza from Valiachi.
Good.
And then the next day I made a turkey and salami sandwich and had some chips. There was a couple nanners in there just to feel good, but
dude, I almost got aggro on the McDonald's in person over at in Kent. I think it was the Kent. Yeah, kind of like the Kent area. After a 3-2-1 battle, I was the ride for a few fly-ins. So I flew AJ, who goes by Broseph J. Brody. He's an announcer for Hood Slam. He did the announcing. He's so funny. The dude's awesome. He's actually like wrestled for Tough Enough with the WWE.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
show. He won the Rock the Promo that The Rock did a couple years ago, where he was having this like who could do the best promo contest on YouTube. He won it. So he's got a picture with him and The Rock, which is amazing. And like his voice is on the WWE 2K game.
All right.
All this kind of stuff. He's an awesome dude. So I had to pick him up, drop him back off, and also Desi Dorada, who's a MMA fighter, also a professional wrestler too. Picked them both up and dropped them off. And then dropped them off. By the time I dropped them off, it's like 2 in the morning. I'd say ish, like 1:30.
Dang.
Yeah, but you know, the night, it takes forever.
Yeah.
Drop them off, and I'm like, oh.
What time was it? Was there a flight that, like, just the next morning?
6 a.m.
So they were just going to sit there and rest it out.
Well, one at 5:30, one at 6, and they're both just like, I mean, do I even go to bed? Like, what the hell do I do?
I mean, that's the problem, though. Nothing's going to be open in an airport that time of day.
No, there's nothing fun to do. So you just go back to the hotel. Like he said, AJ's like, I'm just going to play on my phone. I'm not even going to risk it. I don't want to fall asleep. And I'm like,
miss
dude,
a flight.
You flew in today, because he flew in on Friday, like at 11 in the morning from Oakland, or as he calls it, Brokland, because he's a bro, which is amazing. Everything is about bro this, bro that. So you flew in, and then you flew out that same day. So like it was no sleeping. Like there was no night layover. Like it was just like a full day affair. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, it's kind of cool in a way. Like you just kind of zipped in and zipped out. But that sounds exhausting. And he's like, yeah, super exhausting.
I've done that once, but It was literally, the hours weren't that long.
Yeah.
Like we flew in somewhere, like, I can't remember what the hell we were doing. But it was like a couple hours later. And then we just hopped on a plane and flew back out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
If it was a private plane, that's pretty gangster.
That would be.
But when you're flying coach, it's just a pain in the ass.
Right.
So I dropped them off and I'm like, you know what? There's a McDonald's on the way. So I popped in. It's my usual McDonald's. Like if I'm thinking about getting a McFlurry, it's like the...
Rolling the dice that time of night ordering ice cream.
Well, clearly, I failed, Ted, because every other time I've ever done it, I've realized it has been before 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. It must have been after 2. And I order it and the lady's like, Oreo McFlurry? I'm like, yep. It's like regular stuff. I'm like, yep. And she goes, and then like there's this pause. And I'm like, yeah, got it. Oh, it's after 2, sir. I'm sorry. We do not have that available for you.
Yep.
I came so close to punching my steering wheel, man. I was so angry. Because I'm like, I've been fantasizing about this damn Oreo McFlurry all night. Like I worked up a good sweat. I wrestled in a match. I ate pretty well all day. This was going to be my reward.
Yeah. So what'd you get?
2 cheeseburgers.
All right. That's what I was about to say. 2 cheeseburger instead?
Yeah. I felt like, okay, they're small. They're like little sliders. Medium-sized sliders. Sometimes, though, I think, oh, I'm going to get chicken nuggets because then there's no bread involved and I'm eating healthy.
Yeah.
Now, Dad, this decision was made before I went gluten-free.
And also, this decision's really made on a ride, right?
Yes.
So nuggets are just out.
No, no, they're not out.
Really?
I can eat chicken nuggets while driving. No problem.
No sauce, huh?
Oh, sauce as well.
No kidding? What are you putting the sauce?
I'm putting it on my lap and I'm putting a napkin over it.
Oh,
I'm not going to say.
You're rolling the dice, friend.
Oh, I sometimes do get a mess, but it's on a napkin, so I'm fine. Although, McDonald's, it works out okay, because what you could do is put the container, the cardboard container, you open it up, you put, before I get on the road, I open up both of those sauces, because I get the 10-piece.
All right.
So they're both open and ready to go, and then put them on the top, you know, like open it up. So one side's the nuggets, one side is the sauces. So you got them sitting there. They spill a little bit, it's just spilling on the cardboard. You place that on your lap, you're able to drive with one hand, dip, pop it in without even having a look.
I feel like the McDonald's downtown where I go to, it's always the 10-piece just comes in a bag.
That's the problem with Burger King. I didn't know that until I ordered one. And all of a sudden, the Burger King comes in a bag. And I'm like, this is not possible. So the Burger King... don't really get to enjoy the sauce. It gets a little messy.
Yeah, you know what? Let me defend Burger King on one thing, though. Burger King came out and said, hey, we have tacos.
Yeah.
And everybody went, oh, these tacos don't look that great. And it's like, they're dollar tacos from a burger place. You've been eating them at Jack in the Box for years. Now we're going to hate on the ones at Burger King? Right. Like, I mean, like, let's just address what we're getting here.
My favorite is when all those stories came out and they're like, oh, Burger King's back in the taco game. I'm like, I never knew they were. I don't remember Burger King tacos.
Neither do I. I don't know why that's funny. Burger King tacos. I mean, just, right, that's why like somebody sent me an email. It's just like, can you believe this? It's like, dude, yeah, it's Burger King. It's a dollar taco. What do you want?
One last thing before we break.
Jesus.
Where do you rate? Okay, we're talking the big chain burger places, not In-N-Out, not Dick's. Like
fast food? Fast casual count?
Hmm.
Like you're throwing Five Guys and Kid Valley in there?
Sure.
All right.
What do you consider the ultimate when it comes to hamburgers?
I mean, if I want to take fast casual out.
Okay.
So,
it makes it a little bit more complicated. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Five Guys is out. Honestly, my favorite fast food burger is going to be the bacon ultimate I think it's a double cheeseburger at Jack in the Box.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say the Sourdough Jack is a very close number two, but for me, it's a no-brainer. It's the Whopper. No onions, no tomatoes.
I do like Burger King's burgers. And you're right. If I get a double cheeseburger from Burger King, for some reason, it seems more substantial than like the double cheeseburger off the value menu at McDonald's, which I love.
Yep.
But I feel like I just rifle those down.
Oh, and it's just that flame broiled. It's delicious.
You know, Hardee's, Carl Jr. is pretty strong, too. I never see one, so I kind of forget about
it. There's one in Renton, and I get it's like the Carl. It's their version of a Big Mac, basically. Like the Carl. The Big Carl. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still like a classic Big Mac. You know what? I'm going to stop. I'm just going to run down a list of all the burgers I like now.
It's about to become BJ and Migs in the morning. This is all we do. Talk about food. Let's take a break. When we come back, we do have another email wondering if we should be mad. And also, we have to discuss whether or not we should be mad at one of our coworkers.
Yeah.
When the Megacast returns.
Steve need to do a load of laundry. Ha ha. I said load. The Megacast will be back.
As hot days continue, any man working outdoors can tell you, you don't want your ball peen hammer sticking to your nuts and bolts. That's why you need the new peen pouch. Keeps your tool tucked away from your other parts, keeping it cool and dry all hot day long.
What about us guys with smaller tools?
Well, little fella, you need the new Peeny Pad. A soft puff of sheepskin fluff treated with baby powder so your pokey Joe don't get any friction.
We're still talking about tools.
As the heat continues, you and your hammer will have it made in the shade with the new Peen Pouch. Slide your hammer in today. That feels good.
If I wasn't a stupid robot that had no legs, I would be dancing to this. The Megacast is back.
No. Oh, yeah. We'll just leave it at that.
By the way, also, we have to get back to the bro lifestyle.
Okay. What's up?
Well, so a lot of people were a little upset with the women's team, right? And the way the United States women, and the way they were celebrating.
Yeah,
and
I'm not going to Mariners games anymore because of it. I'm just kidding. Did you see, like, because she's throwing out the women's team, I think Rapinoe's throwing out the first pitch.
All right.
And there are people actually complaining, like, I cannot believe this. I am not supporting this team anymore because you support someone like her. This just confirms I'm not going to games. And the Mariners Twitter, whoever runs it, is a freaking hero. They tweeted back at somebody and goes, well, I'd imagine coming to our games is difficult since you are from Atlanta. Like they found out.
Oh,
like,
nice.
You can see like where they're from. And it's just like, yeah, shut the F up, people. Man,
yeah,
like,
just stop.
God forbid people have different political opinions and beliefs and viewpoints than you. Like, we can exist. It's possible.
And then if you say anything against them, they go, stop making everything political.
Right?
They are the biggest bunch of little babies.
Dude, it's
funny. And look, you don't have to like Megan Rapinoe.
No.
Right? But on the same token, here's my point.
I like number 13 on that team a lot more, but it's for different reasons.
But all the chugging of the beer and stuff, it's like, this is no different than Gronk.
My only
issue?
This
is bro lifestyle. Now, they happen to be women.
Yeah, but women soccer players are kind of bros.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I think athletes in general, like, it's just funny to me. Like, it's bro lifestyle. And I'm cool. I'm an older bro.
Yeah, dude, when I was in college, our fraternity, our favorite parties weren't with other sororities. It was with the women's rugby team. Now, granted, they weren't as attractive as the sororities, but those girls partied. They would chug beers. They'd make out with people like me. They would just get wasted. We'd be all fighting and having a scrum in the middle of our dirty-ass living room. Like, it was fun, man. They were bros. My only issue with the soccer team, sorry, I have a little bit of a rant. We got to stop this. When we win championships, people, You can't put on beer goggles. You can't put on the freaking swimming goggles.
Because you think you got to let it sting the eyes, huh? The
hockey players, man.
They don't wear goggles?
I hate to be the guy that, you know, I love and hate the memes when they're like, oh, basketball player injures his toe, out for 3 games. Hockey player breaks his leg, comes back for the next shift. But it's true. Hockey players are not pussing out when it comes to the damn celebration.
Ha! I didn't even think about that. Let the eyes get burnt. Yeah, and that right. When did that baseball guy started?
Then basketball, and now women's soccer.
Well, I'll tell you what else. Yeah, so that was my only point with the chugging of the beers. Like, this is just bro culture. This is no different.
Yeah.
The same way I celebrate when Gronk does it. Like, all right, yeah, chug one. I don't care.
I genuinely enjoyed those videos of all the women's soccer players just like losing their minds, having a good time. J Lo's giving one in lap dance. I'm like, man, I want to be on the women's soccer team.
Yeah, and Like, I don't want to go down this path, but never forget to. Most people that hate Megan Rapinoe, I know who you voted for. And remember, Trump ran on the country sucks. I got to make it great.
Yeah.
So you can't be upset when somebody else has a different opinion and they're not. You can love something and still disagree with it, right? You could be in a relationship, right? I can be mad at Steve while I still love him.
Yes.
And just say, Steve, I wish you hadn't have done that.
We're both furious at each other right now.
You can tell.
Yes. It's apparent.
But yeah, it's just funny to me. I'm just like, I told somebody, I go, bro culture is just everywhere.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, I'm with it. Let's get some White Claws and shotgun them, boys.
White Claws. Why are people so anti-White Claw?
Really?
I keep seeing people like there's a backlash now against the White Claw.
Oh, I'm Team White Claw all the way.
I am too. Shout out to Jason Casey from the Donkeys, man.
Yeah.
He was all about it when we went to Portland.
Yeah, he's right.
But he can't drink beer.
Yeah, well, look, it's the summer of shrimp and claws.
Shrimp and claws. Crab and claws.
Crab and claws.
Are we still getting shirtless this summer?
Oh, yeah. I've been shirtless a lot.
Nice.
And you saw, did you see I shaved my legs?
Now you're shaving your legs?
Well, I had to shave.
Are you becoming a professional wrestler, Ted?
I had to shave one for the surgery, so I just shaved them both. Trimmed them. I shouldn't say all the way down.
Somebody asked me, like, why don't you wear the wrestling tights as opposed to the long tights, like the trunks as opposed to the tights? I'm like, I am not. My legs are way too hairy. Long tights, when I wrestle, I don't have to worry about shaving my legs.
Oh, dude, I'll tell you what.
Or walk around looking like a hairy beast when I'm out there wrestling.
Like a month from now, when this leg is finally healed up, like I told somebody, I said, you better watch out. I'm coming out in some short shorts.
Speedos.
You know what? Maybe it's time we got in the romper game.
Okay. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
That's our goal.
Male rompers.
Rompers.
I hated them.
3 years late.
Now that I don't mind showing off my upper thighs, you will all get to see it.
It's like tank tops. I hated tank tops for the longest time. Once I got to the point physically where I didn't feel like I was a complete mess.
Yeah.
Now I love tank tops.
Yeah.
Honestly, I would wear tank tops every day if I was allowed to.
Yeah.
When we go for a walk. Now, and I'm always like, Sid will laugh at me. He's like, what are you doing going upstairs to put a tank top? I'm like, you bet your ass I am. I worked hard for this tank top. I don't know why I'm so angry. Since I'm complaining, Ted, can I also add one last thing?
Yeah.
Can we stop with the, because you brought up Trump and the whole, you know, it's all make America great again. Can we stop with the make blank great again? It doesn't matter what it is. Everybody's doing it. I think it's run its course. We don't need to make everything great again.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like make light beer great again or make wrestling great again or make whatever. It's like, okay. And it's just like, get enough. I'm done making things great. They're great as it is.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just bothers me. I get, after a while, I'm like, this is such a dumb trend. And everyone thinks they're so clever with it.
Yeah.
Like, make mega hugs great again.
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to our boy Stevie, the Packers fan. I ran into him at Without a Cause Wrestling. He showed up, which was awesome.
Nice.
And he said he's hoping that we will see him at Pain in the Grass, possibly for Slipknot or one of those shows, and he's expecting a mega hug from us.
All right.
So yeah, we got to find Stevie.
Stevie's been going through a tough little battle there.
Yes.
And then he reached out to
me. He's a warrior, man.
I know. And then he reached out to me Friday and was like, how you doing? I was like, oh, well, thanks, dude. Like, yeah, I just had a little minor surgery compared to you, but I'm doing all right.
Yeah, for no, no, no.
I appreciate
Stevie battled some ailments with diabetes and had to have his leg, his leg below the knee amputated. And he's still worried about all of us.
I know. That's what honestly, Stevie, thank you, man. I was sitting on my couch and I'm just like, damn, man, that's really nice.
It was a goosebump moment. I mentioned it on the Migscast, but I want to tell you, like, so he shows up and he's in his wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's right by the merch table where I'm like selling merch and all this. And I'm seeing him. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. How cool he showed up for this. I didn't even know he was coming. And then I'm like, hey, what's up, brother? And I'm about to give him a hug. He goes, well, nope, hold up. And then stands up.
Oh. He
gives me a hug. And I got goosebumps right now just talking about it, cool. man. But I look like I was joking. I was like, I look like a savior. Like, cool. It's like,
You look like a preacher from the South.
Right. I look like Jimmy, what, Jimmy Stewart or Jimmy Swaggart?
I said, Stevie, I'm going to need you to rise up.
I understand that you are a Packers fan, and that is okay.
Packers fan, you remember the Immaculate Reception.
It's kind of a weird road.
It's got, yes, and I think I screwed up my reference there. That might be a Steelers reference.
You remember the Fail Mary. That's what it was, the Fail Mary.
Damn it.
Okay, so should we do whether or not we should be mad or if the listener should be mad? Which one should we do first?
You know what? I don't care because I feel like I'm going to be mad at both.
All right. This is a good one.
By the way, this podcast best enjoyed with some shrimp and a White Claw.
I'm going to say that right now. That's the name of the episode.
Shrimp and claws.
And claws. And they spell with a K or a C?
C.
C. Okay, good. I respect that.
You were there at the start of the Summer of Shrimp.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, we got him at the B-Dubs in Puyallup.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's my new thing this summer.
Shout out to our bartender again.
Yeah, forget her name. But go in there.
She's awesome.
Yeah, that's my new thing this summer.
Lorraine or something, I don't know.
If there's a shrimp option on the appetizer, I'm getting it.
We need to go to Buffalo Wild Wings again. I got a gift card.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'm going to enjoy that.
Who hooked you up with that?
Andy, who is a big wrestling fan, and his daughter, Ella, was a huge Bayley fan, right?
Yeah.
So Bailey came in studio and he hit me up. He's like, hey, if there's any chance that you get her or not. At first I got nervous. I'm like, oh, no, you can't bring your kid in to meet Bailey. You know, I get that nerve. You know, we just sometimes get people that try and impose. And I get it. It's an opportunity to meet somebody you're a fan of. But I'm like, I just can't have a 3 or 4 year old hanging around our studios. So as I kept reading, he's like, he just wanted to get an autograph. And I'm like, oh yeah, 100%. No problem. So I printed a picture of Bailey. Had Bailey signed it. We took a picture of her holding it. That way it's like a certificate of authenticity. He got it, which was really cool. And then he dropped off a gift bag for me that had some hard cider.
Ooh.
A note from his daughter, which was like my favorite part because it's like crayons and just total kid.
Yeah.
Kid card. And a gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Let's use it.
I agree. So we have a gift card to Buffalo Wild Wings. We have a gift card to Vista over at Snoqualmie.
Yeah, we got to get up there, too.
Yes, we have until December 31st to make that happen, Ted.
Yeah, we could go out and have fun and have drinks, or we could just eat a ton and go home and sleep.
And I'm okay with that.
Right.
I'm totally fine with that. All right, so why don't we do Max's Should I Be Mad?
All right. Me.
He goes, hey, the wife ran out of gas, and I want to know if I should be mad about this. Instead of calling me, her husband, she called her ex. Now, she said it was simply out of convenience that she knew that the ex was much closer to where we live and where she was. She said she didn't mean anything by it. He says, I think it's a lame excuse. If she's the damsel in distress, why would she be calling her ex and not me? I would have went there, no problem. Do you guys think I should be mad? Sometimes I think there's just chick logic and dude logic. And I don't think there's any harm meant behind what she did.
I mean, that's the thing, too. Like, I don't know what the relationship is with her and her ex.
Right. I mean, is she still banging the ex? Then yes, there's a problem with that.
Yeah. But if they were like, you know what I mean? I have one ex I never speak to. I haven't seen her since we broke up.
Right.
Right. I have one ex I talk to. She lives in another state. Like, with her, like, I wouldn't find it odd to call her.
Okay.
Then I have another, like, my first ex, like, we're cool, but I probably wouldn't call her.
Right.
You know?
That's a good point.
So I don't know what the relationship is with her and this ex. Now, if it's like, the guy's been to your house before and it's totally cool, I see nothing wrong with it.
I think if they're still communicating.
Yeah.
And not in, like, a naughty way.
And frankly, I would call Molly, the one ex, because she knows cars. I don't know crap about cars.
Call someone who knows crap about. But you know what I mean? Like, if the ex and you, Max, your wife and her ex are still communicating and you're fine with it and there's no issues, all that, I would chalk it up to just there's a difference in how sometimes people think. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I say chick logic versus dude logic, but it's really not that generalized. It's just person A logic versus person B logic. Now, like, for instance, in my relationship, Sid's not friends with any of her exes that I know of. No, she's not.
Right, so that would be super odd.
So if like something happened with her car and all of a sudden she contacted an ex, I'd be like, well, why that person? Since I did not know that you were communicating with that person, I wouldn't be ready to yell and scream. I'm too old for that stupidity, in my opinion. Like, I don't get worked up about that stuff. But I'd be like, you have your father, you have this person, you have that person, and you have me, who you know. I will... Dude, the other day we drove to Seattle just because she was craving Sizzle Pie, the vegan pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So we drove what took an hour to get there.
It's a good pizza joint.
It's amazing. And get back. And we took it and we didn't even eat it there. We just drove to Sizzle Pie, picked up pizza, brought it back home, reheated it, and had it for dinner.
Nice.
So, I mean, she knows I'm willing to drive wherever she needs me to go to help her or to do anything for her. So, I would be a little like, why of all people did you pick your ex? I'm not angry at you, but I'm confused. So I wouldn't be angry. I think it just depends on the context.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know her relationship with him, so more than likely, it's probably nothing. But yeah, you're not wrong for being like, why didn't you call me first?
Right.
Even if he said, hey, I'm going to call the ex. We'll call him Bill. I'm going to call Bill. He's closer. Like, okay, cool. But you're like,
call you first. And that could be a conversation you have. Like, hey, in the future, if something like that happens, call me. I'm your husband. I'm more than happy to help you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But if you say, hey, babe, I'm in Tukwila. Bill's in Tukwila, too. Do you think I should just give him a ring? Is that and then maybe Max will be like, yeah, dude. Like, of course. Gas is expensive. Call Bill.
Call Bill.
Grab some Buffalo Wild Wings with him while you're
at it. Get the shrimp. Eat the tails.
All right, so
the great bartender, if you go to the one in Puyallup during the day, she'll hook you up with an extra sauce.
Dude, we got to go back there.
Don't quote me on that.
Go there. Tell her Steve and Ted sent you.
We're here for the sauces.
She'll cover all the napkins you need.
All right.
That's about it. That's all we got. And wet wipes.
Wet wipes.
Wet wipes are on us. Just tell them the Megacast sent you. There was an email sent out where we were accused of committing a crime, Ted, and I don't appreciate it. I want to know if you do as well.
Mm-hmm. I finally responded.
I did.
Yeah.
So it says, hello, Ted and Steve. Apparently we have a suggestion box here at the radio station.
Is that where it was from?
I guess so.
Oh.
So.
I didn't know that. I thought somebody just left it on the counter.
No, there's somewhere here. I don't know. I think it's in the kitchen. There's a suggestion box.
There is a suggestion box.
And paper. No pen, I believe, if I remember last time. And you can write a note, put it in the suggestion box anonymously if you ever want something changed here at the radio station. Supposedly that's supposed to help.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Anyways, clearly how you can hear Ted and I, this is not something that we would ever visit. If I have a problem with something here, I will just talk to Sergeant Hair Club. Or whoever it is.
Or who, like, right. I was like, me and you are pretty straightforward.
I have no problem. And it's not even confrontation. I would always tackle it in the most respectful way. But if I feel like there's a problem, I'm going to talk to the person who I think there's a problem with. Not write a note.
Right. I had something last week come up. So, you know, Castle, I was just like, hey, Castle, is this okay? Like, do I need to run it by Hair Club? And he was like, I'll take care of it. Thanks for checking. Like,
right.
Cool. It's that easy.
Wait, you didn't write an anonymous note, put it in a box, and say, attention, Ryan Castle, and hope it gets to him?
Right.
So they said, was the attached suggestion from either of you? You're the only ones I know with a consistent podcast and having guests on there, so I wanted to double check.
Also, shot at the other podcast.
That's right, because, you know, Ted and I, we are all about the guests.
Yeah. I just like, they're like, you're the only two I know with consistent podcasts.
So then they sent this a PDF of the note. And first of all, neither one of us has this kind of handwriting. It's way too nice.
Yeah, there's no chance I could have written that note. That's why I would never leave anything anonymously. Because my handwriting's so bad, I'd be like, that's from Ted.
And the note just says, parking validation for podcast or other guests, please. And that's all it says. Like, I'm not that person. Look, if you're going to be a guest on my podcast, part of the trade-off is if you want to promote something, you have to figure out your own way to park here at the building. I don't have...
Yeah.
Like, unless it's like... somebody that I convinced to come here and like twisted their arm. Like, let's just say we were bugging like Luke Wilson. Come in. I would offer to pay, but he's got Luke Wilson money. And he'd be like, no, Megs, it's all good. I got you.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's somebody that I'm like trying to get to come here, if I know is low on the dough. Yeah, of course. I'm be like, hey, try and find street parking. But if you can't, go in the lot and I'll come down with you and I'll cover the parking. But I'm not going to ask my company to validate it.
I mean, honestly, I think I've only been in the garage here once or twice.
So now they think we're writing notes.
Right. So I just like, was it from you two? And we're both like, no.
Both of us emailed separately going, no, that's not me. Sorry. And Ted wrote, not for my podcast either. I like how you spelled either.
Did I spell it wrong? God damn it.
You wrote either.
Jesus. What was the red squiggly line on that one?
Yeah, why wasn't there a red squiggly line?
I probably just was like, send.
You wrote that too feverishly.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was from the suggestion box. Apparently. I thought somebody had just left the note there. Like,
I don't get the suggestion box thing. I think I'm more mad that there's a suggestion box.
In theory, I get it. But also, like, come on. You work for a giant corporation.
I'm blaming Geek Nation for this one.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, they have a lot of guests.
Yeah, that's something too. Like, as you say, like,
that looks like BJ's handwriting. I don't know what his handwriting looks like, but it looks like it.
Yeah, most of the guests I ever have, and like, maybe I'm a bad host. I never even thought about saying, yeah, I'll validate for you. So that's why I'm just saying, I'm like, I don't know where they park. I just tell them where the address is.
They can figure it out on their own.
Right? They're grown-ups.
I've had to do that from time to time, like, because I just don't feel like going back and forth. Like, because we'll have some listeners that'll come in and watch the show, and it's always, do you validate? And I'm like, no. If you want to come watch the show, sorry, we don't validate.
How are you paying for the parking?
You're on your own. Like, if I want to go see a Mariners game, I don't write the Mariners and say, hey, will you validate my parking?
No. No! You pay the parking!
All right, well...
I did see a good thing about... I know we gotta get out of here.
It's fine.
About games, and it was just one of those funny memes. I'm a big meme guy. I read the meme dumps every day on Bro Bible.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, $20 for parking! Like, this is a ripoff. How do they expect anybody to go to a game? And it's like $12 for a beer. Yeah, I'll take two.
I don't know if you follow many strippers, but obviously I do. Like
Just Red.
Yeah. But I think it was her or somebody. She went like, it might have not been her. Somebody that went on like a little bit of a rant about how, guys, it hasn't been $20 for a lap dance since 10 years ago. Can you stop arguing and haggling with us? Sorry, but inflation has happened for us strippers as well. We have to up our prices because, you know, cost of living has changed since 10 years ago.
I can't even get a lap dance right now.
No, because of your legs?
Yeah, because it kind of hurts to the touch. It's going to hurt for like a couple of weeks. I didn't think about it until you just mentioned it. I was like, damn, it'd be pointless for me to go to a strip club.
So then
unless we were in Portland and I could drink and just throw singles.
I guess we'll reschedule tonight's plans.
The lap dance is after shrimp.
Yeah.
Shrimp lap dance.
Ted just did all around. Ted just impersonated a shrimp giving a lap dance.
Right? I'm glad you picked up on what that was.
That shrimp's got some good moves, man. Oh, man, you can follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Ted's always been fun. I'm off to California.
That's so. I love that I knew where you were going, too.
Yep.
So Monarch the one ex Bay. I talked to, right, Monarch Beach, she lives down there in Dana Point.
Yep. Dana, whatever it is, that's where we're going for a little four-day getaway. My wife.
You got to go to Hennessy's.
I wrote it down, and I told Sid. I'm like, there's one place that Ted made it a point. And it's so funny because every time I come home, I'm like, this guy said, it's like, how many people do you know that have been to this beach? I'm like, honestly, I didn't think I'd know anyone, but anytime I bring it up, everyone's like, oh, I've been there. It's awesome.
It's great, dude.
So and we like, made a good choice.
You're awesome because you're...
Thank you.
You drive... you drive half an hour north, you're going to be in Laguna Beach.
Awesome.
You can drive 20 minutes south and be in San Clemente, which is a cool little beach town, too. Get some Hobie gear while you're down there.
What the hell is Hobie gear?
Hobie is like a brand that makes like, they do like boat stuff and like outdoor, but basically like you're like surfing kind of stuff.
Uh-huh. They got tank tops.
They do. Nice. But like if you wear one, like people will be like, oh man, like I used to have a hoodie, a zip up hoodie that was great. And people would stop me in the grocery store. You're just like, dude, are you from Orange County? Like, no. So it's just a good like.
Because I was thinking about hitting up Walmart for those that listen to the Mixcast and go get some Ocean Pacific wear to bring back OP clothing.
Do it.
Remember that?
Yeah, I used to rock OP all the time.
The other day, I was like, whatever happened to OP? And I did an internet search and found out that they're like basically, they've been demoted to being Walmart brand.
No kidding.
Right. They were like Macy's brand.
I just spent like $50 on a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Volcom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a popular like skate.
I was in Surf. Deep Creek Lake. There was only one shop, so my choices were limited.
They had you by the boys.
They did. But Hennessy, it's just a cool outdoor bar,
uh-huh.
And the food was fine. But I mean, just literally
they
go in there for
free
like a
bread.
Bit. Yeah, maybe they have a shrimp. And Charlie Sheen once got in a fight there.
Perfect. Thanks, brother.
Yeah,
we'll be back next week, I assume.
Yeah, I should be here.
All right, good. I hope so. Me too.
Me too. Me too, Steve. Unless my legs fall off.
Oh, man, we don't need that.
No.
All right, again, Twitter, @TheMegacast. See you next week.
Peace.